This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much. I mean it. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for being involved. Thanks for being engaged. Thanks for being part of. I mean, seriously, I very much do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know there's a bunch of other shows, bunch of other stations you can be listening to, but you've chosen these, and I very, very, very much appreciate it. Anyway, you are listening to The Real Side. Head up to the website, realside.com. Not only can you watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you give me email address because I send out notices, you know. Let you know what's going to come on the show. I don't send you out 15 of them. I send you out one a week, let you know what's happening. Anyway, always appreciate the time you show us. A lot happening tonight. I do appreciate it. Corey Duncan joins us after the first break. And, man, today, 2 days, really. Did you miss me yesterday? Come on. Say yes. Just 2 days of craziness. And it's almost like, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, here I go, I jump right in, right? It depends on what side of the aisle you're on will depend on what you heard. You know, it's almost like, do you remember the days, come on, we got Trekkies out there. Do you remember the days of Star Trek when they had the universal translator? That's what it was, right? And it didn't matter what language you spoke. It would translate it to your language so you could speak to them and back and forth. It's almost like they've all got broken universal translators on. So they're sitting there, and you hear them say, you hear Horowitz say, no one who was involved, or what do you say? No one who touched this investigation was vindicated. No one. Oh, boy. If that's the case, then guess what? Comey wasn't vindicated. Like, he's running around telling everybody. Now, to prove it's time for you to go buy a lottery ticket, seriously, the MSNBC is ripping Comey. What's his name? CNN. There are a few of them now asking those questions. Why did Comey say this? Why MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell, who was usually 100 gazillion percent on, a Dem side, Comey side, FBI side. Everyone, let's bear in mind, this isn't the FBI proper. This is rank and file. Let's just be clear. Okay? Chris Wallace, who has not been a friend of the president, right, who was defending all of this until he heard it. Now, he's come around and said, you know, Comey's got some explaining to do. And, you know, what dawned on me is these guys were talking about some of this stuff. Yes, I do tune into the other stations from time to time. Sickening. You don't hear Comey criticized, first of all, on any of the anti-Trump networks. But Ari Melber, and I don't watch the show that much, so I don't know these people by heart, ripped the high-ranking law enforcement official for his handling of the infamous dossier from the French, Christopher Steele. On Wednesday, Melber stated, by addressing the most salacious allegation that emerged from Steele. And it was, God, this is the sick part. The Russians had a tape showing President Trump being urinated on by Russian prostitutes. Now, this was all over the place. Remember this? Remember this one? It was on CNN, MSNBC. It was everywhere. First of all, if you know what a germ freak, I won't say germaphobe, but if you know what a germ freak Trump is, I don't care what level you are, sexually or any other way, this isn't happening. But of all the talk about the alleged tape, everybody heard about it. No evidence came forward. Nobody corroborated it. Nobody, but everybody was talking about it. Every one of those stations was talking about it. And at that point in time, if you're a decent reporter, you go, look, I can't report on this. It may not be real. Nobody can put their hands on it. Nobody's actually seen it. We've seen shaded things that kind of look like it, but nobody's ever really sat down and seen this. It was nothing. Ultimately, it was nothing but gossip, right? And he went on to, not continually pound on Comey, though. He did go on to say, look, this guy's out there saying that it vindicated him and what have you. We know that there's issues. We know that there's a lot going on inside the FBI. He needs to come on and explain it. And if he's smart, he won't. Because the investigation's still going on. You know this. You know Barr still got this going on. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And the same thing with Wallace now, too. It's great to hear Wallace now stepping up and saying, this is the problem. This is not good. There's a lot more going on here that we don't even know about. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wallace went on to say the misdeeds found by the DOJ watchdog were just inexplicable. They were shocking to him. He didn't understand how that could be happening. You know, it's funny how some people, they just have this thought. They just think that because it's a high-ranking official, it's FBI, CIA, Secret Service, that everything is above board and done right. Because these guys would never do something like that, right? Well, they did. And they do. And they're human. Speaking of human, Corey Duggan joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Leave it after dinner. Don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website. If you want your email, if you want to be notified by text, what do they call it, text alert, right, that the show's ready to start, then just simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with us. We get it straight and raw and simple from the street. Corey, how you doing?
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hello, Corey. How are you?
The man,
the Mad Gunslinger is back again this week.
There you go.
You know, and I want to say a big hello to all my good fans out there that tune in, regardless of whether you're jealous or you don't like me or you don't like what I say or you're envious of who I am or whatever. I thank you for tuning in. Proceed on, Jeff.
I'm envious. You're in Texas.
You should.
And
you
I'm in California. Be. I mean, doesn't get much better than that. Yes.
So how many years have we known each other?
I don't know. Like 107? I don't know.
Hey, I mean, you are the same person that I met 2-3 years ago. Still the same person. And you're not jealous and envious. I said, you know, what I think it is that a lot of people are, you know, I had a discussion with someone this week that said something about the show last week and about some other shows, and they've been sitting and listening, and they were saying some stuff about you. And I said, well, look, why don't you take, and here's an email, and why don't you get in touch with him? Or, I'll give you better yet. Why don't you call? I put out a challenge a couple weeks ago, and no one, I've done it for the last couple of months, and nobody, I mean, you should have an open mic night. And I'm not telling you how to run your show, but you should have an open mic night. When you have all these cowards and people that's in the closet or hiding under a rock, I think at the end of the show that I give an email address. So if you want to discuss anything with me or whatever, like I told you, I'm 6'6", 271 pounds. I'm not hard to find. And so, I mean, I'm not running from anyone, and neither is Joe Messina.
No.
So why not? And a lot of people say, well, why do you get on there and say things like that? You sound like a bully. No, I'm not a bully. I just pull people's chains because it's like, you know, one thing I hate, and I know me, I speak for me and you, is I hate I'm not going to say hate. I dislike cowards, and I dislike people that are envious and jealous. Because guess what? I earned everything that I've received in this world, and I don't have to prove nothing to nobody, because I think I proved enough in 31 years. So there it is. And if you don't like that, you know where you can go, and you know where, I have an email address. Same thing, and I speak for Joe Messina. All right, wanted to say that, Joe. Let's get on with the show.
Let's do that. All right, I want to find out. I want to dig back and find out. You and I used to talk years ago about, you know, what was going on with the FBI, the DOJ. You know, what was happening, inside and the true, I don't know, deep state or alternative government or what have you. Are you surprised at all by what you're hearing coming out from the IG's report when it comes to the FBI and how Comey was almost a corrupt dictator. Well, I guess most dictators are corrupt. Corrupt dictator in running that department. Pretty much the law didn't apply. He just did what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'll say I'll be very diplomatic about it because I still have a lot of friends that's in the intelligence services. And I also myself have dipped and dabbed in that or whatever to a degree, which I don't discuss on in private. I will, but I'm not surprised by none of this. You know, a lot of people a couple years ago when you said the word deep state, people were like, oh, black helicopter, this and that. But now people aren't laughing about it so much. They're taking it a lot more serious than what they used to take it. And you know what's interesting to me is the normal thinking person that wants to think that we're on the good ship lollipop and this is how things should be or whatever, and they don't really know what they're talking about. You know, that's why I love the chicanery of some people where they, you know, they want to talk like they know about this intelligence thing. And the thing of it is with a lot of these the civilian agencies and intelligence agencies, and one in particular that has a lot of problems with people that's looking for the next big promotion, looking not to be the desk chief somewhere in another country where you got, where it never gets warm and there's always icicles falling off in some way. That's why you get all these people. And then one group in particular is engrossed with communists. They're liberals, which means they're politically driven. That's why you see all the problems that you see with but as I say again, as I always say, this was 25, 30 years in the making. That's how these guys, that's how these people, there's a pipeline. Because once you get rid of one, six more come. And it's like, they, you know, they're like roaches. And the only way you can systematically get rid of people like this is for something of I can't think of the word right now. Something traumatic to change the whole scenery. And the only thing that you can do is try to get more conservatives, true conservatives, not Republicans. We're talking about conservatives. There's a difference in the two. We need to get more true conservatives in there that understand what the Constitution is about. And that's what's, you know, instead of looking for your next big promotion, but that's what you get. And see, and a lot of these people have already sold out like that because people have things on you. Once a person on the top has something on you, it's a puppet master type. So, you know, it's like watching a Muppet Show. I mean, come on.
Well, let's talk about another favorite topic of yours, Baltimore. My favorite place to talk about it. But anyway, the poor people in that city, and I say poor people, I don't know if they just don't trust conservatives. They keep voting in these people that, let me get clear with you people, they don't care about you. They could care less. After the break, we're going to talk about how the murder rate is rising. The violence rate is rising. Where's your help coming from? Who are you going to call? Go and see your host, just on the real side. Be back in just a little bit. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On Capitol Hill, members of the House Judiciary Committee debate articles of impeachment
for hours and hours ahead of the vote. Here's Louisiana Congressman Republican Mike Johnson.
This impeachment's going to fail. The Democrats will pay a heavy political price for it. But the Pandora's box they've opened today will do irreparable injury to our country in the years ahead.
House Minority Leader, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy.
It's so unfortunate that here we are waiting to the end of the year with something that should have been done much sooner. But impeachment has overtaken everything in this body.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 221 points to close at 28,132. The Nasdaq up 63 points, the S&P 500 up almost 27 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. And you can't touch this. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure to appear, and thank you for having me, Mr. Messina. I appreciate that.
No. Not yet. I got to get your blood pressure pumping.
Oh, you don't have to do that. So you don't have to do that. That's already been done today.
Well, let's talk about your favorite, quiet, loving city, Baltimore. Okay? And just
one,
have to...
One of my favorites.
Yeah, okay. So one of the favorites. You and I talk about this all the time, and I'm still perplexed, but don't know what to do about it. So the weekend, as of the weekend after Thanksgiving, okay, they are up to almost 325 homicides, okay, with another over 700 non-fatal shootings. So I look at this, and I say to myself, you guys keep voting these people in. I do not understand this. You know, and the Baltimore police, they've had their fair share of issues. And the governing body in Baltimore, they're absent. They must be absent. Mm-hmm. Are they too busy lining their pockets? Which one?
Oh, lining their pockets. And not only that, all of them are at the Ravens game tonight, but they're too worried about, you know, paper versus plastic.
Oh,
it's
God.
The continuing saga. even though you're at mid 300 murders, you're worried about the battle between plastic and paper.
Yeah.
It's like Army versus Navy, Florida State versus Florida, Texas A&M versus Texas. You know, it's a continuing saga. What a joke. I mean, and you know, the thing of it is that I'm interested to know all of these black folks that sit and listen to you, even the Nazis and the racists that listen, that don't like me. The ones that's jealous and envious, and the people that sit back and they that white man just. Why don't you call? I'm going to write down everything that they want to ask you about, or all of the answers that I said, why don't y'all call and give this man what he wants? So I said, I can't give it to you because I'm more of a three-dimensional thinker and I'm logical and I deal with facts and I deal with things of a solution type, I deal with solutions. I don't deal with to continue to talk about a problem that you have a solution for. And then they say, oh, call over. Then they don't call. This is the thing when you talk about getting involved and also not only just getting involved, calling, call up, not just sit there and listen or get in the chat room.
Yeah.
I wait on these people. I wait on a lot of loyal listeners, even people that are just casually listening. Why don't you, I got www.conservativegen.com. Why don't you hit me up? Joe has his website. Because I can't give you an answer for it, Joe. Only thing I can tell you is that it's a corrupt city, just like other corrupt cities.
But some of these people, because you're very familiar with the city, like this guy, Mayor Young, or I don't know if it's a she, might be a she, I don't know.
No.
Is a guy?
Oh,
right?
So.
Last weekend, kid came out and was, like, pleading like a guy on a show, please, can we please slow down the violence? We just need people to step up. I mean, we need the community to help and stop being silent.
That's because he does not want to take blame for this. He does not, and Marilyn Mosby is a lot to blame about it, too, because her and her staff takes and they let these animals back out in the street. But see, then when you call them animals, you're inhumane, you're not sensitive. That's why I say a person like me, I have 600 million gallons of masculinity. That's why I don't get along with a lot of people because, one, I'm a loud mouth. Two, I know what I'm talking about. Three, I put the time and the years in that I know what I'm talking about. And four, I'm financially secured for life. So, and I'm educated. You know what, Joe? We had to talk about something earlier, and that terrifies the crap out of some people that a black man can't be this or can't be that, or Joe Messina can't be this or can't be that. That's the same thing like with liberals. Liberals are the same type of people that sit up and they nitpick things, but then you got all of these problems. I continue to tell you, there is no fix for stupidity. People are just, as a friend of mine would call them, super stupid. And that's why you continue to get the situation. You get liberal. Hey, look, the only thing that will change these people is that things had to be, as my mother would say, had to hit rock bottom for people to actually understand what's going on. Mayor Young is making six figures. Marilyn Mosby making six figures. They sit in their big office, big offices overlooking the city, and then they go home. And then, when these murders happen, it's like, okay, you just live in Beirut. You continue to put
you missed something.
So,
they go home with their security guards surrounding them.
Right.
With rifles,
right.
Guns, and bulletproof cars. So there's no problem for them.
Right. Right. I totally agree with you, but, that's what I say, I mean, the citizens, people have to take control. As I told you before you can fix your community, you have to fix yourself. You have to cleanse your soul, cleanse your mind. And then you can start working with the community and stop worrying about executive levels. All you need to do is to get out and vote, man. Vote. All these people talking about all this BS, why don't you get a voter's registration drive started? How about for conservatives? Instead of sitting back waiting until 2 weeks before the election and then we want to do something. We understand that's how the Republican Party and now how the rest of the party does. If we wait until 2 weeks before, then we want to start talking about. We're too busy chasing the ghosts of Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that people stop being Facebook warriors, put down the keyboard, and actually go out the street and do something?
You really trying to piss me off tonight, aren't you?
Is that what you're suggesting?
But I'm not going to let you do it. I'm in a holiday spirit. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Well, listen. You started this. All right. So
yes, sir.
This gets better. Did you know that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is an icon of the queer community? Are you familiar? According to a Columbia University English professor, they've offered a whole new take on the classic Christmas claymation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They claim that the film is really about, it's one of the queerest holiday specials ever. They go on to say that a gender transition to live as a woman at the age of 42, or he went on to live as a woman at the age of 42 in her article, and then compares her life to the experience of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
One little, two little, three little Indians. Four little, five little, six little Indians.
Right? Why do they always have to screw with Christmas? What is it with these people?
Why do they have to screw with anything? I told you. What did I tell you before? A lot of these people are out of their minds. They're going crazy. Because that's just how they are. They live crazy lives. That's why I tell you before. You got a lot of people out here that live lives and they just, like, they don't know whether they come or go. It's sad. It's sad, man. It's sad that people have time to sit back and do the things that they do when you can be doing something a lot more constructive with your time instead of trying to slander people like Joe Mussina or Corey Duncan, Corey whatever Duncan. So if you want to look me up, make sure you get my... my name correct. But anyway.
You miss Prince. When I met you, you were Prince.
What's the funny part of it is that a lot of people want to play Columbo and want to play like they this type of person. When you want to play Columbo, this is what you do. Go and straighten out your communities. How about first we start with your home. Then let's start with the community. That's part of the solution right there. And to put G-O-D back in your life. And you ain't got time to worry about what nobody else doing. Because I don't worry about what nobody else is doing. I can care less.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that boat with you. Anyway, Joe Mussina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
It's always good to start off with the congressional theme anthem. Frankenstein by Edgar Winter. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. The one thing I am excited about is that Congress has worked more hours in the last two or three weeks than they've worked in the last two or three, years under Obama. Right? I mean, seriously. I mean, they've worked like crazy. We've never seen these guys work so hard in our lives. But for all the wrong reasons. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway. Let me bring him on, because I know he's busting the gut. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and we pretty much beat up on every topic on the face of the planet, and I have a lot of fun with it. But anyway, Corey, always a pleasure. And so apparently, I guess, Obama didn't do anything wrong, right? And from just before Trump got into today, he's just such a nasty and a mean and a hateful guy. And, and Obama was such a loving and gentle and upright and honest and steadfast. Shall I go on?
Well, once again, thank you for having me on this last segment. I appreciate it. is really the highlight of my week to show up here to talk about a certain interesting topic. You know, it was interesting to me also, and I sit back and I do a lot of listening now because I had the time to sit back and listen. Yeah, I had the time to sit back and listen to a lot of people. And I asked you this during the break, and I'm going to ask this again. Why is it that the RNC cannot take and listen to people like yours truly about handling this situation? Why not, get the more people that you have vote, there's power in numbers. So if we could all get on one page and stop chasing these ghosts, let them, if they want to try to impeach the president, let them. And it won't work. It didn't work with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, two of the most backstabbing, low-down people on the face of the earth. President Trump is doing his job. He's a businessman that finally, God bless him, we got someone. You know, I remember back in the day, Ross Perot was going to run until, certain things started happening and he dropped out. I won't get into that, but that's another story for another day. But, we finally got what we needed. We got a businessman and not a politician. So both sides are totally upset. The RNC acts like they want him to be ousted and have someone put in there. The thing of it is that why don't you come up with things that can help this man instead of things that sitting up bickering like a bunch of kids about things? There's a very easy solution to things, but people don't want easy solutions, Joe. They want to sit up and talk about the problem. He wants some cheese with that wine, really? I mean, that's why a lot of people like yourself and myself are successful, because we don't sit up and whine all day about problems. We come up with a solution. And all we do, you come up with every solution? Of course not. We all fall short of being, of God, being perfect. But the thing of it is, it's not about being perfect. It's about making other people's lives better. And his job is not about making a country better than what it was. It's about getting some of these people to understand the value of your family. And your spirituality is as far as keeping your family and yourself spiritually connected. I know I fly off the handle sometimes about some things because people kind of pick with me and they don't know me well enough to say anything or whatever. But the thing of it is that we have solutions. And people with solutions, people don't want to hear. People want optics. They want entertainment. That's what they want, because that's what sells. And generally things that sell are flash in the pan. Real simple.
Yep. No, listen, I'm with you. People seem to like to have something to scream about, something to complain about, and that doesn't fix anything. But then again, I was making fun of it earlier, is you can sit there all day long on Facebook, and you can find every little story that you can jump on and tell them how they're wrong, or you can go out and make changes, right? Do something different.
Well, first you got to have some sort of aptitude. That's first of all, and a lot of these people can't chew gum and bark at the same time, let alone sit up and try to tell someone about something or whatever. And they think watching a 10-minute video on YouTube or stealing it off of someone else's page is not research, and that's not like they're actually dealing with certain situations. That's why I say a lot of these people. I don't even sit and listen to them because I'm like, and I know a lot of people don't like what I say and like what you say because we're dealing with the facts of the matter. And that's what the fact of the matter is. So how about this? How about we all start worrying about that and getting God back in our lives, and also understand, because before you can be a patriot, you got to understand about the Almighty. That's first of all. And second of all, you got to worry about straightening your own house before you can start helping President Trump. And so President Trump he understands what he's doing. You need to understand what you're doing. Because if not, guess what? You're no help at all.
No, you're exactly right. And to your point earlier, You know, people who think that they have a clue, people who think that they've got it all figured out, you better really sit back and check and think about what you're doing. Think about where you come up, because a lot of people come up because with these ideas because they're reading too much Twitter, they're reading too much Facebook, they're reading too much of something, sucking in too much air that doesn't have any oxygen.
I'm not even going to say that. I'm just going to clap because I'm happy. I am so happy you're sitting saying all that. But listen, that's exactly what it is. And a lot of people, I told you a lot of people dislike what I say. I know they do. And I don't really care whether you do or not because, you know, I just don't care and stuff because I'm at that point in my life where I don't care what you think or whatever. That's why I'm so glad that you had me on. I don't know about anybody else or whatever, but I know when I come on here, I talk about topics, but I talk about what I know. I don't talk about alleged or this or that. I don't talk about that. I talk about what I know to be factual or whatever. Because, A, one, I probably lived it, and two, and you know, all you got to do is sit back and watch all these other people make mistakes, and that's how you become successful. You sit back and watch other people make mistakes, and you sit back and watch how you. It's a very easy thing to sit back and watch because the human. Most of these people that are around, that watch Fox all day long and get pumped up. Let's go yell at Democrats. That's gonna fix things. Democrats. Let's go yell at the Republicans. That's why you can't get nothing done. See, that's why I'm so glad I'm an independent conservative. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican because I've been with both sides. And guess what? Neither one of you get anything done. Neither one. Because you're too busy sitting up playing childish games. That's why.
Well, you are right that they are way too busy trying to take each other out. That's why I said to you earlier. They think everybody thinks they know more than somebody else, right? Instead of working it in a team environment, everybody knows better, so therefore you have to listen to that one person. So there's 12 people in the room. Who's the right one?
Peace, bro.
That's what I want to know, right?
Peace, bro. Hey, look, that Italian dude, he's going to roll tonight. I'm clapping for you.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Yes. Just remember this. The claps are nice. I just sent a check, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's even better.
Watch how you say that. Watch how you say that
for somebody.
Right.
I'm supposed to pay you. I know.
Then they're going to be trying to see what you're doing, Joe.
No, but you are right. I mean, it's kind of like it's time that people get off their butts. And, you know, we have an election year coming up. If you think just because you're sitting back on your couch and you love, for whatever reason, you love what President Trump is doing, that everybody thinks the same way you do, and it's not going to be a problem, you are on heavy medication. Because it doesn't work that way. You know?
Amen, bro.
People hate that man. And I don't say dislike.
Yes.
They
for the wrong reasons. Because he's not like Barack Obama with a wife, you know, that's a side scar. So, I mean,
you're not allowed to swear on this show. You know, Barack Obama, you just, no nasty.
Or the Bigfoot. But anyway.
God.
Once again, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you on behalf of my beautiful wife Anna and my wonderful family who's listening. Actually, they're listening on a lot of things. So they want to listen and see, you know, all these peekaboo crowd or whatever and stuff. But anyway, I want to thank you again. God bless, and hopefully once again I'll be on next week. If not, then
you're gonna have
you'll see me again. You're gonna see me again.
Yeah, you're a hard man to miss.
Oh no! It's plenty of avenues to hear what I have to say.
That's what I said. You're a hard man to miss. Anyway, but no, really, seriously, appreciate you being on. And you know, people, if you don't get anything else, I mean, he's been on for a couple of years now. We've always talked about how you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get off the couch. And it really is the only way you make a difference. I mean, I get beat up on the school board on a regular basis because I'm a conservative Christian Republican.
Hey,
don't care.
Hanging in there.
I don't care.
Amen.
And that's how you fix it. Anyway,
amen.
Corey Duncan, we'll talk to you again next week, I'm sure. Joe Messina, your host.
Yes,
don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I ain't telling you, though, unless you come back as to who we're having on. We'll be back in a few minutes.